Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here. It is Victory Friday. You got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. That's something to celebrate about, and we're going to talk about that today. Also, if the sun is not shining, if it's raining right now, either in your life metaphorically or outside right now, it is okay. It is already all right because the sun is behind the clouds and will be coming out any moment. And just understand this, because you woke up today, because your eyes were open, because you know this is true, that you have a vision, you have a mission, you have something that you need to complete before you finish your time on here today, you have already won. So, that being said, we're going to give you what? Some music to listen to. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. We're talking about what we always talk about. I just want to take a moment just to congratulate some individuals and people out there, sing some happy birthdays. This has been a very exciting week for the House of Childs. This week we had most of our children, most of the family and the child seems to be born in March for some odd reason. But that's how the Lord makes it. So I want to say shout out happy birthday to my brother Carl. Another shout out happy birthday to my children whose birthdays are this weekend. Just say I love you guys, appreciate your support, and keep on keeping on because the Lord is at your back and he always has your back all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Also, I want to say a friend of mine out there, I'm very proud of him. He went through some critical, when I say critical, I mean critical, like life-threatening, like life-altering stuff, and has come out on the other side. He picked up some scars, but he also picked up some strength and knowledge about himself he didn't know he had before, and he kept his head up and his chin up and went through something that you would not want to go through in your life ever, but he came through it. So I want to say I'm proud of him about that. I would talk to him later today. Again, they know who, each individual knows who I'm talking about and who I'm talking to. So I don't have to say any names, but I can say, I can shout, give props out there to those people doing the right thing and doing the right thing and the hard thing all the time. So we're talking about what we always talk about today. It is Victory Friday. You have a reason to shout today because today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad and know this. Know this, have no fear in your life. Seek joy and happiness, and it will come to you. But you have to be lined up with what the Lord wants you to do. That is the critical thing in life today. People want to do their own thing. They don't want to do what the Lord tells them to do. They don't want to do their destiny. They don't want to know that unction that's telling them to do this certain thing. They're not doing it. That's what creates that unhappiness in a lot of people. They're not following what they're supposed to be doing. They're settling for less because of fear, because of peer pressure, because of family, because of whatever. Do not settle for settling. And what is it? Do dogs like bones? No, dogs don't like bones. Dogs like settle for bones. Ask yourself every day, are you settling for the bones in your life? Are you settling every day for the bones in your life? Because that's why we have to talk about the victory. Because when you're not selling for the bones in your life, that's a victory. When you're going after your mission, your vision, your destiny, your purpose in life with all the energy that your body has, that's winning. That's happiness. That's joy. And what can take your joy away? No one if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in your life today. Yes, you'll be happy. Happy comes, happy goes, happy happens to people. Don't let joy happen to you. Make joy a current in your life, a constant current in your life. There's a couple of currents that should be running through your life at all times. Joy should be one of them. You should be joyous at all times, not sometimes. Happiness comes and goes. Happiness happens. Happiness happens to people. But when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in your life, when you're lined up where you're supposed to be lined up, you point in the direction that you're supposed to be doing so you can fulfill your destiny, the vision that the Lord has gotten for you, it don't matter no more. It don't matter no more because you're winning. And when you're winning all the time, you're joyous all the time. And even when it doesn't look like you're winning, you're still winning. That's why you still got joy, because you know the direction you're going in. That's why it's critical. That's my favorite word, critical, because that's where it's at today. Life here on this planet is critical. Your time here on this planet is short. That's critical. So you have to take that short time, that short period of being that you're going to be on this planet and do something with it. We're here on this planet to affect each other's life in a positive way. We're all connected. People don't want to talk about that. We are all connected. What we do here in your life today will affect not only yourself, but those around you. And those are connected to those around you, and those are connected to them. What is it? We're all separated by 6 degrees. Everyone's heard the phrase 6 degrees of separation. You talk to enough people, you'll find someone that knows the president. You talk to enough people, you'll find someone that knows any superstar you can pick or name. Everybody knows that. People have families, whether you want to be with them or not with them or whatever. Now, one thing is this, that's important. You need to recognize God gave you your family. God gave you your family. Why is that important? Because he gave them to you for a particular reason. Now, they're not going to always do what they're supposed to do, but he gave them to you, and it's your job to work with them. Now, if they decide not to work with you, that's on them. You're supposed to be obedient to what the word tells you to do. As long as you're obedient, you'll be all right. You'll have no regrets because you're obedient. And that's the purpose in life. I always tell people, live your life without having to say, what if? If you got to go through your life or have that cool day moment, say, I got to say, what if I done this? Then you better turn around right now and make it right. That's the only option you got. Turn around right now and make it right. Because it's not going to go away by itself. It's going to stay there until you do something about it. So, be intentional in your life. That's why we're talking about Victory Friday. Victory Friday is about being intentional in your life. And I'm just going to say what? We're going to congratulate you right now for getting through the week with your whole mind, your whole body, your whole spirit. I want you to reach that arm back and pat yourself on the back. Now, if you haven't reached your vision, have you reached your goal yet, and you're still striving for it, that is okay. Because that's a good thing. That means you got something to live for. You know, there's people walking around here every day don't have anything to live for. You know, some people walk around here living today for drugs, marijuana, whatever. They're living for the carnal stuff. But when you're connected in the spirit and your soul and mind and body, your whole being is going in the direction it's supposed to be in. So you're going to feel the energy. You're going to feel the flow that you're supposed to have. But when you've done some crazy crap and, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next and you're doing the what if and you're afraid to pick the phone up and, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Make a choice now. Right now. It's just that easy. Do what you're supposed to do. Do the right thing. It's not that hard. I'm afraid to do the right thing. No. No. If you're doing the right thing, you should be no fear. If you don't hurt somebody, it's like this. It is just as this simple as this. I'm sorry I stepped on your toe. I won't do it again. It's just that simple. I'm sorry I stepped on your toe. Excuse me. But you step on somebody's toe, they probably got a corn. It's going to hurt more. And then when you don't say nothing, they're going to be upset with you. And you know that if somebody stepped on your corn, your toes, you'd be hurting mad too. So you have to understand, it's about the energy that you put out. It's about the energy that you want to receive. Because the seeds that you sow will return back to you with full grown. So if you want a full grown seed that you instilled fear in and doubt and craziness to come back to you full grown, oh, that's something you got to handle. But if you want to seed joy, seed confidence, seed self esteem, seed independence and self-thinking, critical thinking. That's another word, critical thinking. People have to critically think, not think with their emotions. Emotions equate to fear. Fear means what? That means you're going to not make a decision, or you're going to stand still. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen to you. You don't want that. You don't want to be that person in the horror movie. I think everyone's seen this commercial now. You have these group of teenagers or young people, and they're at the edge of this yard, and you see all these this old house, and you see these chainsaws hung up there over there, and you see the basement's all dark and creepy looking, and then someone says, "Hey, let's jump in the car and leave."
Makes good sense.
Makes good sense. No, let's over hide behind the chainsaws. That as crazy as that sounds, that's the decision they made. All they had to do was get in the car and leave out the situation. It's just that easy. But if your emotions are caught up and you're trying to because you don't think you have a future because it's done and over and all this kind of stuff, and you're trying to make a decision now for survival, when you start acting as a survival in your survival status, you have a tendency not to make the right decision because you're acting out of fear. And that's what they did. The doorway to happiness, joy, peace, love, all that is there, but you have to make a choice. You have to be intentional. It's not going to come to you by itself. You have to plant the seed, water it, pursue it, and at the same time, have the critical thinking power that you need to do to get across the finish line. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here. It's Victory Friday. It's about inspiration. It's about victory. It's about life. It's about celebrating birthdays. It's about encouraging that you can get across the finish line. It's about you. One more time, y'all. Reach up. You need to stand up and take a bow. Go ahead. Again, I want to thank everyone on the program today. Coming up next week, we're going to be talking about what we always talk about here, but the 2nd of April, we're going to have our open house in our office. And that's, we're going to have a fantastic thing there. We're going to be sending emails out and invitations and stuff, and we'll be giving a car away. No, we won't be giving a car away. But if you want to stop by and give me a car, I appreciate that.
We could give a car away.
We could give a car away. Just tune in on Tuesday and see if we're going to do that. But again, as I said before, it's about life. It's about happiness. It's about being joyful in your life, because the energy you bring will be the energy that you leave, and that will be the energy that will be living in your life. If you live with fear, the energy of fear in your life, man, that's a messed up situation. You don't want to do that. You're afraid to go out the door, afraid to get in the car, afraid to make a decision, afraid to win. Afraid to lose. So if you're afraid to win and afraid to lose, where does that leave you?
Nothing.
Nowhere. It leaves you nowhere. It leaves you less than nothing. I think there's less than zero. How can you get less than zero? When you do nothing because of fear, that's less than zero. But you know, right now, I want you to know this. Because you opened your eyes today, you got the victory. And because you got the victory, you always got the win. That means what? You get it all back.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the kingdom suffering violence, but the violent, take it! Take it! By force! Let's go!
what you were going to be after you got through the storm. After you got through the storm, you'll be much stronger, much more wiser, much more powerful than you ever thought you could be. So whatever storm you're going through right now, if you're getting a little wet and it's raining outside, if it's getting a little wet and it's not even raining outside, just think how much more you'll be after you get through the storm. After you go through the valley, if they can't keep you down in the valley and you're going up to the mountain, ain't nothing else going to stop you. That's why you had the victory. That's why you're supposed to have the valley experience, because in order to feel the valley experience, you will appreciate the joy of winning and the victory. You will understand the excitement and energy that you use to get through the valley is the same energy and excitement, but 10 times because you got the victory, because you got past it, because you got over to the other side, because you went to the top of the mountain. You did not go over the cliff. You did not go over the bridge. You did not do the crazy things that people want you to do, but you kept your whole spirit, your whole mind, the whole body this week. I guarantee you right now, there's someone out there right now. Right now, that someone was pushing on your button, standing their whole body on your button, trying to get you to do some crazy stuff. But what happened? You had to disconnect the button they were standing on. So there's no more buttons to push. That's why you got the victory. They can't push your button no more. Because you're wiser. You got the wisdom. You got the control. You got the spirit that's going in the right direction, and it's connected to the right spirit, giving you energy for the rest of your total being. Understand this. Be a participant in your life, not a spectator. Oh, this just happens to me. No. Take your circumstance and turn it into your bar of gold, whatever it is. Wherever you at, I guarantee you right now, wherever you at right now, there's an idea, there's something, an imagination that has come, a thought that's come to your mind about turning it into gold for you. Understand right now, wherever you at right now, you are in your acres of diamonds, but you got to pick them up. You can have acres and acres of diamonds, but if you don't pick them up, you're going to be still in the same spot you were before. I guarantee you get a diamond sometime, every time this week. You get a diamond. And diamonds come in many different shapes and forms. Diamond can be an idea. Diamond can be a person speaking positive in your life. A diamond could be you speaking positively in someone's life, and then all of a sudden you get an idea. Diamonds are around you all the time. You just have to pick them up. You have to pick the diamonds up, because if you don't pick the diamonds up, what happens? You're still where you were, where you started from. And you don't want that. You want to move forward. You want to move forward. Because that's the only way you're going to get out of the place you are right now. You have to move forward. If you don't move forward, you'll be where you are right now. Actually, you won't be where you are right now. You'll be behind where you are right now if you don't move forward. If you don't keep going, if you don't keep moving in the direction, what happens? You start falling behind to where you're really supposed to be. And that's crazy. But understand this. You made it through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. And that is something to be applauded for. Let's go ahead and do that again. Now, we talked about a lot of things this week, about fear, no fear, and that's critical, because fear is a huge thing that people deal with all the time. It could be a constant undercurrent, it could be in your face all the time, but everyone deals with fear at some particular point in time in their life. Right now, we're talking about the victory over fear. You have the victory. You be determined, make up in your mind, in your whole mind, what you going to do, how you going to do it, and know that you're going in the right direction, you will always win. You will always win. It's just that simple.
Yeah!
Whatever you're in now, you have to come out. That's the victory. Whatever you're in right now, you have to come out. That is the victory. So you've already won. If you're doing crazy stuff, stop doing the crazy stuff. If you're doing stupid stuff, stop doing the stupid stuff. If you're doing stuff that is both crazy and stupid, stop doing it. Because you won't get your happiness. You won't get your joy when you're doing that stuff. That's just the bottom line. We gravitate to the positive, to the light. That's the bottom line. Our spirits are attracted that way. When you're doing the crazy stuff, the stuff that's not so positive, the stuff that's crazy, the stuff that you know that you're crazy and know it's not positive, you know what you're doing. You know because you have in you right now that tells you what is right and what is wrong. Everyone knows that child that pushes that chair up to the counter where the cookie jar is, and then they take the top off the cookie jar, and just before they stick their hand in, they look to the left, and they look to the right. That's when they know they're conscious about what they're doing. Y'all know between right and wrong. Do the right thing. Because what happens is that's where you get your peace and joy, by doing the right thing. Because when you don't do the right thing, it comes that conscience that will always bubble up and say, look, man, that was pretty bad what you did, man. You know, you really shouldn't have done that. Or you need to, oh, girl, you shouldn't have done that. That was pretty bad what you did. You shouldn't have done that. All I say is this. For the victory, if you need to forgive somebody, forgive them. Because you can't hold on to the energy. You're going to have a whole series on forgiveness later this year. Forgiveness is critical for your joy. If you cannot forgive, you will not have no joy. If you cannot forgive, you'll become bitter yourself, and the people around you become bitter because you have no forgiveness. So that's critical. Well, that's that word again, the C word. I'm known for the C word, critical, because it is critical. Life is critical. Where you're at right now is critical because you have to do the heart transplant. You have to do the limb transplant, or the brain transplant. In order to get your victory, do that. We talked about habits. By you mitigating, by you stopping, by you slowing down, by you reducing the bad habits, by you increasing, by you expanding the good habits, it's going to get you faster to your goal, faster to your victory, faster where you want to be, both in life, with your family, and in love. But you have to be intentional about the process. You have to be intentional about the process. And please get out of the danger zone.
Attention, taking you to Jackson, girl.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. It is 34 after the hour, and we're talking about what we always talk about here, getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, reach back and pull someone, encourage someone, take someone also across the finish line, because there's always enough room for everybody at the top. There's room with a view waiting for you at the top of the mountain.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here. It is Victory Friday, because it's Victory Friday because you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, slash your soul, and your whole body. And that is all something to celebrate, because there's some people who did not make it through Monday this week. There's people who didn't make it through Wednesday this week. But you made it through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. And so we wanted to celebrate that today again. Those who want to stand up and take that bow, go ahead and take that bow. And we're going to have a little fun, play some little music also, and talk about what we always talk about here. Coming up in the month of April, we'll still be going forward with an hour format. Also, we'll be bringing on some new sponsors. Also, we're really excited about having a full catalog of music to select from for us to be with you on the program. So you'll be hearing some different music from different times, but it's all going to be positive and upbeat and uplifting to remind you that you're supposed to be positive, upbeat, and uplifting to those around you. That is very important for you to do and understand and go through that process. And then it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. We are slowly woven together and to the individuals we are to become. But understand this, you may have to sacrifice who you are right now to become that beautiful butterfly that the Lord wants you to become. Because right now where you're at right now is not where you're supposed to be. If you're in lack, that's not where you're supposed to be. If you're lonely, that's not where you're supposed to be. If you don't have any joy, that is not where you're supposed to be. But understand this, being intentional in your process, moving from one state to the other. Moving from one state to the other. But you have to be intentional in that process. Now, again, some programming notes for next week. Yes, we'll be up the full week next week. We'll be giving you the 5 full days with Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, in addition to that, we'll be having our open house on Thursday, April 2nd. You know, want you to stop by, say hello, you might even be able to get on the radio. You never know. So we want you to stop by, say hello, see how we can help you, help you get to the next level, because we have some tools here for you to do that. You know, we talk a little bit about the Stranger Secret all the time. We talk about social media. We're going to have some special social media programming next week. Also, we'll be announcing later an actual class, social media class, which I'll be starting up in April. So it's critical that you be online for that, because everyone needs to be part of social media. And some form or fashion, if you're a business owner, is even more important. But the one thing I do understand about that, there are businesses, business owners, business individuals that understand that they need to be part of that, but they just don't quite know how to get it. And so we can answer those questions for you and get you in a position that you can be impactful, have content, and also spread your social media wings out there. Again, you listen to blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. And because you made it through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, You have direction that you're progressive going after. You're no longer part of the 95ers. You're part of that select 5% doing what? Your own thing.
Unquestionable, beloved, it's professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm assuming it's a resident. With my particular style, style particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing lyrics like a throw up on Snapchat. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Brain smack, soloist, having Coca-Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this path. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang. Bang, bang. We got our own thing. Sex, drugs, weapons, sweat. In the corner, people sitting down, they had as much as they could possibly get. Meanwhile, I'm lamping, feeling like a champion. Push up on a cutie bone, see this, I'm stance. I'm the face, I'm packed though, stuffed like an Oreo. Everybody broke for a heavy deep video, fucking in stereo. Here we go, a duty down the front and said, heavy, you're my hero. Understand this, before you make a comment, there's always a meaning in a heavy deep statement. In this life, I strive for improvement. Be your own guy, follow your own movement. Love is a legend, me, I'm legendary at it. Flipping on the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Don't try to swing, cause you didn't even hang. Hey, we got our own thing.
Mountain, so you raise your arms up and say hallelujah, because that's what you're supposed to do. And you have to do your own thing. It's going to be that time you got to swim against the current, swim against the tide. Everyone's going to tell you that you're crazy doing whatever you're doing, but you know what? It's your vision, it's your mission, it's your purpose, it's not theirs. So everyone's not going to be able to see your vision, everyone's not going to be able to see your mission, everyone's not going to be able to see your purpose, but you do, and that's what's important. So when the haters come along and say, oh, you can't do that. You can't win. You don't even have to, well, you do have to answer. You tell them you are supposed to win and that you will win. And that you will let them know how great you are. Because all they got to do is watch. So you will have the haters. Again, it's important to have haters. Understand that it's important to have haters for the story. Because everyone's going to have that person laughing. No, you can't do it. This is crazy. You know, you shouldn't be doing this. It's against everything that the world has told you to do. Notice I said it's against everything the world has told you to do. But the Lord didn't tell you to do it. So it's not crazy. It's the world that's crazy. So understand that you may be the only sane person in the room. You may be the only sane person in the room. And because you're the one that's doing the right thing, moving the right direction, they may think you're crazy. But they're all crazy because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And that's okay. And as I said before, you're going to have haters because it's going to make a great story. Think about your story in the end. You're standing on the the mountain, but you had to slay the giant. You had to slay the dragon. You had to slay the beast. You had to slay the crocodile. You had to slay the snake. You had to slay all that stuff to get where you're at right now. But you got the victory. Yes, they were big. They were bad and ugly. But what happened? You was obedient. What happened? You navigated waters that never were navigated before. Why? Because you were connected in the spirit, your soul, and your body. That's pretty powerful. So I encourage you today. I encourage you that you can get through whatever you're going through right now. I encourage you right now because it's raining outside, because you're supposed to have nice flowers coming up when the sun does. Because just like, I'm going to borrow a phrase, just like joy and pain, you know, some flowers need, you know, sun and rain. And you're that beautiful flower that's out there waiting to bloom into life. Have your flowers bloom into life while you're alive, not while you're gone. So, be intentional in your life. Be intentional with your feed, your spirit, your mind, and your body. Be intentional who you have around you. Because your friends can lift you up, and they can actually pull you down. Also recognize who your friends are, because everyone doesn't want what you have, but some people do want what you have and don't want you to have it. So be intentional who your friends are, who are friends around you. If they're speaking positive about you and your life and being upfront with you when you act stupid, that's a friend. But a friend will encourage you to jump off the cliff, run down the hole. No, those are not friends. Those are people who are jealous. Those are people who are those wolves in sheep's clothing trying to get close to you because they feel that you don't deserve what you have in your life right now. That's crazy. But there are people out there that do that. There's people out there who take joy in doing that. So I'm warning you, you need to look for those people. Those people may be closer than you even realize. And I always teach my children this. You know, you're supposed to have your outer court, your inner court, and your holies of most holies. And those are the same way you're supposed to have your friends. You have your outer court, and the friends you associate with, hang out with. You have your inner court. Those are friends, maybe five max, you know. And then your inner court, your holy of holies, that's when you only have one and maybe one other person there with you that you have as your confidant, the person that you bounce information off with so you can be, make sure you lined up where you're supposed to be. That's how your friend structure should be. Because everybody cannot be your friend. Everybody is not your friend. And some people are actually your enemies because they feel that you don't deserve what you have or they want what you have. But that's how you get the victory. Getting the victory is having the knowledge. Having the knowledge is knowing what you need to do now in order to get to the next level in getting across the finish line. We're going to take a brief break here. We're talking about what we always talk about here, here on blogtalkradio.com/The Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
hold on. bone wings.
Like an eagle.
Like eagles that soar.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. We're talking about what we always talk about here. This has just been dropped in my spirit. This is for someone out there right now. Don't let go. Hang on. Don't let go. Just when you think about to give up, hold on tighter. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Hold on tighter. Just when you think you need to give up, hold on tighter. I don't know who that's for, but that just got dropped in my spirit to put that out there. And so, As I always encourage people to be obedient. obedience to sacrifice is what's the word out there. So be obedient. So whatever that is there for, you know, hold on. The Lord has got your back. But understand this, that you're supposed to do all you can do in the natural, and then He will do the supernatural for you. Whether it's healing or forgiveness, He'll do the supernatural for you. Whether it's health, whether it's any type of pain, He will do the healing for you, but you also have to expect the healing to come. But don't give up, hold on. Also, big shout outs again to my peoples whose birthdays are this week, and my brother Carl, Brother Carl Childs. And matter of fact, he'll be having his programs. The BATS program will be back also in the month of April, and we'll be filling those classes up. I have a class coming up for social media, and we'll do a basic social media class next week. That'll be one of our shows. Also, join us here on this coming Thursday for our open house. Come check our digs out. We're proud and worked hard to get here. It looks pretty good, you know, having a 23-story building, and you know, and a full staff of 100 working for you. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Valet parking.
Valet parking, everything. So come on down. Help us celebrate, and we appreciate everyone. We appreciate everyone their thoughts and their blessings. And if you want to bring a treat to you. If you want to bring something,
we got ice cream.
We got ice cream. We'll have ice cream, chips, you know, the whole nine.
S'mores.
You know, Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
We'll have everything here. Tea, water.
Earl Grey hot.
Earl Grey hot. And also in that whole process, you know, some good conversation and some good information to help you get to the next level. And that's going to be another program coming up called Next Levels, which we'll be putting out in a couple of weeks. Again, we're excited about where the Lord has brought us and where He's bringing us to and where He's taking us next, as well as you should be also. You should be excited about where the Lord is bringing you and where He's bringing you next, because once you're led by Him, it's all good. Once you're led by Him, the story always remains the same. You win in the end. Again, this is blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. And we're talking about life. We're talking about happiness. We're talking about the victories today for you. And celebrate the little victories in your life, because you need to along the way to fortify your spirit, fortify your mind, and fortify your body. Because you've already won. You just have to accept the fact. And also, remind yourself every now and again that you've already won. So this is for y'all. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back, and we're talking about what we always talk about here, and we have our final commentary safety briefing for today.
God bless you, everybody!
matter how your situation starts, it has to end in victory. And the only way it ends in victory is that you have to believe, you have to have faith, you have to be pointed in the right direction, you have to have the tools. All those have to be online for you to have the victory. But you're supposed to have the victory. If you can't see where you're going around the corner, there's someone that knows what's going to happen around the corner, and they have their best interest for you. So be all right with that. You don't have to have fear in your life about what's around the corner. But understand this. Whatever is around the corner, you'll have all the tools you'll need to deal with it. So there's no reason to be afraid of what's around the corner. Whether it's around the corner in your life, whether it's around the corner for your family, whether it's around the corner for your job, whether it's around the corner for your health. Know this. You will be given the tools that you need to get through and receive the victory you're supposed to receive. Now, the victory you're supposed to receive, you may get it in diamonds every day. So recognize the diamonds in your life. Pick the diamonds up, put them in your pocket, because they're yours. You're standing on your acres of diamonds. Once you understand that, that joy is there, that peace is there, that calmness, that strange calm, that peace that cannot be denied. People understand how people losing their minds in the world, and you have peace in the world today. It's because you have the peace, the joy of your purpose, and you're online going the direction you're supposed to be going in that the Lord told you to. So, for this weekend, love somebody, tell somebody you love them. Understand that you're supposed to love yourself also, but in order to give love, you have to love yourself first. Also, if you need to forgive somebody, forgive them, because remember all the energy you holding on to, unforgiveness, is all a bunch of energy that is going to be given back to you later. So, cross the street, but before, look both ways. Hold hands as you cross the street. Also, while the weather's changing, it's tornado time this year, so be aware of the weather for the people in the tornado alley that are listening to the show. You know, listen to the alarms and everything and the news. Make sure you get out of harm's way. Also, just have a great, peaceful, joyful, wonderful, victorious weekend with your loved ones, or if it's just you, yourself, and I, do that. But also understand this, that you have already got the victory. And for today, that is all. Be blessed and highly favored.